of the inimitable, very creative, spoken word artist. Please give a warm welcome to Carla Schwartz.
Thank you. All right. So my poems are pretty short. I'm going to read you two from my new book. It's called Mother, One More Thing. Anybody here is welcome to ask me about the book later, or you can go to carlapoet.com, Carla with a C, if you're interested. This poem, first one, is very short. It's called Last Glass of Orange Juice. After she refused the hospital ice, not believing it to be filtered, after she spilled her fiction of my pregnancy on all her friends, after the hospital sent her home to die and she stopped eating almost altogether, but before the hope of recovery eluded us in stealth, I walked into her room with my morning juice, which glowed for her as if lit from within. And forgetting she was about to die, she smiled up and took a sip. And the second piece I'm going to read to you has three parts to it. It's also not very happy. It's called Shrimp. One. We lived in a slab house, shingled and dark. We were renting back then. Mommy painted us. My blue umbrella was satin, just the right size for my hands. It was not really for rain, more a parasol. Powder blue umbrella in hand, I started to cross the street to Gina's. Two, I remember lying in the driveway, Mommy waiting impatiently for the ambulance that took forever, then Mommy holding my hand, then the wheelchair, the hospital, the teeth shaken out of me, being carried everywhere for a week before I regained my balance, and the get-well cards from nursery school. Later, the visit to a doctor, supposed to check my hearing, who put his hand so deep I had to bury the memory. Three. I never liked shrimp growing up. I thought it was because Mommy only cooked them frozen and it smelled like a frozen toilet. Later, Mom said I used to love shrimp and that the day I was hit by the car, I threw it up on the driveway and after that, I wouldn't eat shrimp again. It was a long time before I knew shrimp didn't have to stink. I never told Mom about the bad doctor. By the time I remembered, I knew what it smelled like, and I didn't know what I remembered. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla. Let's have another hand for Carla Schwartz.